Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
When you pray, if my people
who will call by my name would humble themselves and pray, I mean really pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God says, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Hallelujah.
The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Amen.
Thank you.
In a world of time of trouble, in a world of threats, when the enemy is blowing and huffing and puffing all around us, God says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn to me with all of your hearts and with all of your minds, with all of your souls and with all of your strength, if you would turn to me, I will hear and I will help. Hallelujah. I'll bring peace in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. I'll say, peace. Be still. And men will turn as they turn to Jesus in that day and say, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the waves are stilled at the call of his voice, at the summoning of his voice? Amen. God says, beloved, it's time now for people everywhere to lift up holy hands without doubt and without wrath. Amen, and pray and seek the face of God. Amen, and he'll quiet the storms. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to get behind his men and his women of God. It's time to get behind our President, Donald J. Trump, and pray, amen, for him and for all those who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. It's time to pray, beloved, amen. It's time not to trust in ourselves. It's time not to trust necessarily in the person of a politician, but it's time to trust in the name of the Lord our God. His name is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, blessed be the name of the Lord. We greet you today in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, declaring and proclaiming the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting, a lost, and a dying world. Where there seems to be no answers anywhere else, there is yet an answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Amen.
Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you all. We are so happy you tuned in to Blog Talk Radio as we've been sharing what happens when men and women pray. Amen. What happens even when children pray, because I've seen children pray. I've seen God answer the cry of the innocent. Hallelujah. So even our babies can pray if we train them up, if we train them up how to lift their hands and say, thank you, Jesus. If we train them up how to say, Lord, I bless you, I love you. If we train them up to say, God, I thank you. Oh, they will begin to adapt and adhere to what is going on around them. When you take them to church, the household of faith, and you teach them how to pray, teach them how to sing songs unto Zion. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, they will begin to do what God wants them to do. Amen. They will become great men and women of God. Beloved, when we teach our family members how to pray, remember the disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. And so we come together in the name of Jesus from praying God's word always broadcast, and we're excited you tuned in. We're happy you're here wherever you're calling from, whether you're in the United States or in UK, you're in Asia, you're in the Middle East. We are glad you are tuned in to this radio broadcast today. Amen. I just want to read a scripture, a very familiar passage of scripture, and everybody knows that scripture. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. Glory to God. Because the word of God is important to us today, beloved. It's near us. It's even in our mouths and in our hearts, according to Romans 10:8. So I encourage you never to be afraid to open your mouth and to pray. Never be ashamed to release prayer out of your belly when you're in the midst of others. Never be concerned about what people think about you, because God said men ought to always pray. pray and not faint. Oh, yes, I know many of us may be going through some hard times. We've got some things going on in our life. We're facing situations. But God said when you pray, hallelujah, instead of turning your heart and be sad and discouraged, why not turn your face to the wall like Hezekiah and pray? Why not turn your face and kneel down and bow your head as Jesus did every day and pray? Because prayer changes things, beloved. If you and I can understand how important it is that souls are needed into the kingdom of God today, I was sharing last night and we were ministering and praying with someone, and God began to speak in prophecy. He said, go after my souls. Where my sheep, go after my souls. You see, beloved, when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, beloved apostle, it says all will be added unto us. Oh, yes, I know we all have things we need. We're concerned about this and we're concerned about that. But remember, the scripture says, I will perfect that which concerneth thee. So, beloved, pray for your family. Hallelujah. When you pray, salvation happens. When you pray, the spirit of adoption is released in you. When you pray, God moves and he hears the cry of his people. So thank you for tuning in today, God. We bless you and we are so grateful for you giving us this opportunity, God. So we ask you to take over this broadcast and speak through us as only you can. None of us, but all of you, we welcome your Holy Spirit. We welcome your presence tonight, God, and we thank you for moving by your Spirit. Touch every heart, every listener, and minister grace unto them today. In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
Be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's start off by saying that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. As always, we thank God for this avenue of Blog Talk Radio that gives us the opportunity to express and to proclaim the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Apostle Sid Gardner and Lady Soar Gardner, and we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So many times in life, we wait to go the last minute to God. Some people get sick and they try this and they try that and they go to this doctor and they go to that doctor, and when the doctor says there's no hope, they decide, well, it's time to pray now. Many times we're faced with financial dilemmas. You know, we go here, we go there, we go to mama and them, we go to cousin JoJo, we go to the bank, we go everywhere. But when there seems to be no other way, then we call on the name of the Lord. Well, right now in the world where there's so much confusion and chaos and threats of violence, of nuclear holocaust and all types of threats to come against our nation and to destroy the world, amen, with nuclear weapons and biological chemical weapons and all kinds of weaponry, amen. It's time now. We've done everything else. We've gone everywhere else. We've asked everyone else. We've elected everyone we could elect that we thought would help us, but it still seems to be no hope and no remedy. But now, again, just as everything else, it's time to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Unfortunately, we turn it to him as a last resort. But God's not mad, amen, as my wife just said. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee. God's promise, amen, is that if we would call unto him, he will answer us, and he will show us great and mighty things that we know not. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 11, a familiar passage of scripture, but very apropos for this moment in time that we're in right now. Amen. Jesus said that we're to come unto him, all that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke. Give away your yoke of fear. Give away your yokes of anxiety. Give away your yokes of confusion. Give away your yokes of not knowing what to do. He says, I want you to take my yoke upon you. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. God says that it's time, beloved, that we come to him now. Amen. You've tried the rest. Now, again, let's try. It's time to try the best. I need you to come to me. Amen. Again, he says, if you would come to me, I will show you what to do. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Not only that, God's given us a great ability and a great power. I was reading a scripture the other day from in the Amplified Trans and the Message translation of the Bible. And it's from 1 John 4:4-6. And the word of God says, "My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers." Listen to this. "For the Spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world." God says the Spirit that's inside of the born-again believer, those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and invited them into their hearts to be their Lord and Savior, have been endued with a power
yes.
that is far greater than any power, any spirit, any ability, any person in the whole earth. I remember Jesus saying about John the Baptist. He says, amongst them born of women, there is not one greater than John the Baptist. Listen to this, but he said, he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. Because they've been endued with the power. The Bible says the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells inside of each believer. We have resurrection power dwelling inside of us. Unfortunately, in most of us believers, it's not active. It's in many of us, it's dormant. In many of us, it's not moving. In many of us, it's just a waiting expression of an explosion, waiting to happen, waiting for permission to go forth, to infect, to affect our areas of influence. Amen. But let not your hearts be troubled. Amen. As the word of God says in John chapter 14, when you have this great power and this great ability inside of you, you don't have to let your hearts be troubled. Amen. You can trouble. No matter what's going on around us, Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Just believe that God's word says in John 16:33 that in this world you are going to have trouble. You're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer, he says. I have overcome the world, the Amplifier says, and I've deprived it of its power to harm you. Amen.
So if
we would just pray, my God, tell your neighbor, release the glory that's inside of you. We're waiting for some glory to fall out of heaven. Amen. But God says the glory is in you. Christ in you, Colossians 1 says, the hope of glory. Amen.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is inside of you, waiting for expression. And when you and I bow our knee to pray, we may not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. God's word says in James 5 that when you and I pray, we make great power available, dynamic in its working. But we've got to first humble ourselves and pray.
Amen.
He says, if you would humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due season I will exalt you. I'll make a way for you where there seems to be no way. So in John 14, he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Glory be to God. He says, just believe God, saints. If we went all the way down to verse 12 of John 14, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it, he said. Glory be to God. He says all you got to do is pray. Come believing me. Amen. Come testifying of my goodness.
Yes.
Come on and release the ability that's inside of you. The greatest gift that we have as born again believers is not so much that we're going to heaven. Thank God we are going to heaven when we die. But the Bible says the greatest gift is not so much that we're passed from death unto life. Amen. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. But the greatest ability that we have while we're on this earth to affect change in the earth, to manifest the culture of heaven in the earth, is when you and I come in childlike faith and cry out, Abba, Father. And when we say, Daddy, God, we're here to do your will. We're here to do, to plead your case. We're here to establish your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
We're here to establish the culture culture of heaven, that we may experience days of heaven on earth, only if you would just pray. Not pray in fear. Amen. A fearful prayer is of no account. You and I've got to pray in faith, knowing that what God said, he will do. If he said it, he'll do it. We got to take him and bring him into remembrance of what he said, saints. God said, call me, bring me into remembrance of what I said. I want you to pray, thy kingdom come. I want you to pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I want you to open your mouth and pray with conviction. Yeah. I want you to pray with passion. Yeah. I want you to pray in faith. I want you to pray believing. If you just come to me and believe me, don't you know I will hear and I will help. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive your sins. I will heal your land. I want you to come and believe me. He says further in John chapter number 14, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. One of those names for comforters is a helper. Yes. He'll help you. He'll help me. Yes, he'll help us. He'll come and help us, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. And that shall be is now that he is inside of us. Amen. These things I've spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to call on God. It's time for us to call on the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us to yield to the Holy Ghost. How do we do that? You bow on your knee and you say, Father, I come to you, not in my own name, not in my own strength, not in my own righteousness, but I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come as a born again, blood washed child of God. I come by way of the spirit of adoption that is enabled me and given me the ability, the rightful ability to say, Abba Father, Daddy God, I'm your child. This is your baby boy. This is your baby girl coming to you. This is your servant, if you will, your son with a serving spirit. I come and I ask you to intervene in my life, intervene in my family's lives, intervene in this world that we're living in, God. It ain't over till you say it's over. And as long as there's some people in the earth, as long as there's a remnant in the earth, as long as there's some who refuse to bow their knee to Baal, don't make no difference what anybody says. No matter what is coming out of Korea or China or Russia, it makes no difference where it's coming from. God said, if my people who are called by my name, if you ain't called by my name, you can't get nothing from me. But if you call by my name and humble yourself and pray and seek my face and not no seven little, 2 little minutes, now I lay me down to pray, to sleep prayer. I need you to come and ask of me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I need a people that are willing to come to me.
Yes.
I need a people willing to turn to me. I need a people to ask of me. I mean, not no little old asking. I need you to ask big. Hallelujah. I need you to expect big. Amen. Am I not the God that made the whole world? I made it out of nothing. I spoke it into existence. And I said, you have the same power. I said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Have the God kind, the God type, the God quality of faith. For verily I say unto you, Jesus said, that whosoever shall say unto, even unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Hallelujah. That's the word for the hour. God says, you got to believe me. Believe the Lord thy God, so shall you be established.
Yes.
Believe his servants, the prophets, so shall you prosper. Come on, prophets, arise in the earth. Declare a word unto the world that it ain't over. God's not done with America yet. The devil is a liar, but we bind that devil today in the name of Jesus. We render his works ineffective, cropless, and barren. We quench all the fiery darts of the enemy with the shield of faith, and we go after him with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we pray in all manner of prayer in the Spirit, and we stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes.
We put on the whole armor of God to withstand the evil day in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
And having done all to stand, we stand in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus, hallelujah. We give God all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. It shall be as God wrote it. Amen. It shall be as God intended. Amen. As long as God's got a people in the earth, I feel that thing. As long as we got God has a people in the earth who are not afraid to cry loud and spare not. Amen. Who's not afraid to say that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Who's not afraid to say that the Holy Ghost is the greatest power on the earth. He's greater than any nuclear power. He's greater than any chemical power. He's greater than any biological power. He's greater than any political power. The Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. To establish the kingdom of God in earth as it is in heaven. If my people are who are called by my name will just pray, ladies.
Yes,
it's time to pray.
Yes,
it's time to pray in boldness.
Yes.
It's time to pray with definite, specific, focused prayer.
Hallelujah.
Stop all this scattergun praying. Oh, if it's your will, you'll bless us. If it's your will, you'll help
heal
us. If your will, you'll heal us. If it's your will, you'll keep my family together. The devil is a liar. God says, I came. If that his will is his word. If you want to know the will of God, all you got to do is read the word of God, rightly divided by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of wisdom, and the Spirit of revelation, and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you might know the hope of his calling and the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe in him. Amen. You don't have to wonder about the will of God. Religious people pray that mess. The will of God is the word of God. And if you want to know the will of God, you got to start reading the word of God and meditating in the word of God. Because the key to revelation is meditation. You've got to meditate in the word. Jesus told God told Joshua, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Amen. God said, if you meditate, I'll take your enemies and make them bow their knee before you. If you just meditate, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If you meditate on my word, if you ponder on my word, if you think about my word, if you mutter and murmur my word, if you keep my word before your eyes and coming in your ears and coming out of your mouth, amen, it'll drop down into your heart. And once it hits your heart and comes up out of your mouth, there'll be dunamis power, dynamite power, explosive power, God power, dynamic in its working in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when we pray, things happen. Hallelujah. When we pray, men and women of God, it destroys the works of darkness. It causes devils and demons to flee.
Hallelujah.
It binds them. It restrains them.
Yes,
it keeps their works null and void and barren, that it will not happen. It confuses the camp of the enemy. It confuses the databases of the witches and the warlocks. When we pray, women and men of God, things happen. Glory to God. Oh, do you know that you and I can pray ourselves out of any adverse situation? It can bring deliverance to us. We don't need anybody to lay hands. We don't need anybody to anoint us. We don't need to slide across the floor like James Brown or Slick Rick. We can pray ourselves out of any situation. Hallelujah. I want to share this quickly with you. There are three things. I may not get to the three, but one of the things of God is the voice of his blood. Hallelujah. The blood at advice. The blood cleanses. It heals. It strengthens. It brings deliverance. It protects. Glory to God. When we plead the blood of Jesus, guess what? Because that is his promise. His broken body on the cross. He said, I was wounded for your transgression. It does not mean a physical sickness alone. It means every era of our lives, we are healed. Oh, glory to God. The blood changes everything. We have got to cry out and spare not. Blessed be the name of the Lord, beloved. And the next one is God hears the voice of his children when we pray. Hallelujah. Oh, Isaiah 65 and verse 24. He said, before you call, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, it means I have already heard you. You pray in faith, as the man of God said. You pray believing. You pray expecting, beloved. Don't be afraid. Open your mouth and pray. Don't close the blinds and draw the curtains. Open your mouth and pray. Turn your face to the window like Daniel and lift your hands and pray. God hears you. Glory to God. He hears the cry. He responds to the cry of the hungry hearts of his children. Hallelujah. Apostle, I'm so grateful for this segment because we must understand that people are giving up today. People are quitting. They're turning back to the old way. They're turning back to Usher. They're listening to all these old secular songs. They're dancing to the tune of the devil's songs. But instead of going back to the Lord and returning to his love, Apostle, they're turning away from the faith.
They're turning to things that cannot save. Amen. They're turning to things that cannot help. They're turning to false comforts. Amen.
Yes.
That are going to dissipate and disappear. They're going to let you down. Amen. God says in his word that you've got to return to him. Amen. He says in his word that we've got to return to the Lord. Return to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, the word of the Lord says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Our sinful nation, our people laden with iniquity, seed of evildoers, people, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel, and they are gone away backward." Amen. So we're going away backwards. We're going to stuff that it didn't work when we were there and didn't know about the Lord. Amen. That's why we came to the Lord. Don't go back now. Don't turn back now. Turn to the Lord right now.
Yes.
Turn to him and cry out. Can't nobody help your situation but him. Can't nobody help your family but him. Can't nobody help America but him. Can't nobody take away the fear so that you can lay down and sleep tonight and not worry about waking up into you who knows what tomorrow. No, God says, "I'll bring you peace." Amen.
Yes,
I heard one man of God say that the Lord said, "I don't slumber or sleep." So why might as well lay down and go to sleep, because there's no sense in both of us staying up. God says if you just stay on that, if we just trust him, that he will bless us. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Not some of thine heart. With all of thine heart. Not most of thine heart. But all of thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. And lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways, trust the invisible God. Yeah, he's invisible. But he's an ever-present help in a time of trouble. He's an ever-present help in a time of need. You can always depend on Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Call unto him. He says, "And I will answer thee,
Jesus.
And I'll show you great and mighty things. I'll show the devil who's boss if you call on me. If you call on me like Elijah called on them, when the prophets of Baal called on their God, and their God never answered. But God is a God who answers by manifestation. God is a God who answers by presence. God is a God who answers by meeting the need. God is a God who answers by adhering to your cry. God says, "I will hear and I will help and I will do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or even think, according to the power of God that worketh inside of you." Your power is inside of you. I've created it that way. All you got to do is ask me, and when you do, you give me permission.
Hallelujah.
To manifest and operate in the earth on your behalf.
My God
says, trust me, and turn to me with all of your heart, and I will hear and I will help. He is a faithful God.
Yes,
he's faithful beyond all fidelity. Trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord, beloved. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Oh, I know it's important. You know, I always think about this. I use this quote a lot, Bob Marley. It says, "No man is an island." You see, beloved, we cannot do this by ourselves. Yes, sometimes God is dependent and wants you and I to be in our prayer closet, to come to him alone, because he doesn't always want the crowd. He wants to be your friend. He wants you to call him friend. So sometimes we have to do it alone. But there's a time when things get so hard. We hold hands together. We come in unity and we pray together. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight and two put 10,000. Never be afraid. Never hide and do it by yourself. Don't struggle to do it by yourself. If you can't handle it, find some wise people. Find those that are strong in the Lord. Find those that are mature. Find those that you know you can talk to and you can share with in confidence. And pray, pray, pray. Oh, shate, kure ben seya. And pray, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus taught his disciples in Luke 18:1 that men should always pray.
And not faint.
They should always pray and not faint. That word faint means not give up. Don't give up.
Yes.
Pray, 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 and don't give up. Pray till something happens.
Yes.
Pray in faith that even before you see something happens, God will hear you and God will help you. He is faithful to his word.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for sharing that, Apostle. Beloved, God never ignores the voice of his seed. You and I are his seed. Your children and your grandchildren are his seed. He never ignores that voice. You see, when we pray, we're sowing something into the kingdom. That's why we sometimes have to turn and be a help to others. I think about that song, Diana Ross, old song, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Sometimes if we've just got to hold their hands and encourage them, it's prayer. If we've got to tell them Jesus loved them, it's prayer. If we've got to share a scripture with them, it's prayer. And when you pray, guess what? God is going to allow you to reap. So while you're waiting, you keep serving God. You keep doing that which is right. You keep living holy and righteous. Because even as we pray, oh, there must be a cleanliness of our hearts and our hands. And when we miss it, we go back and say, Father, here I come. Forgive me. Create in me clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And enter back into the presence of God. Oh, beloved, something happens when men and women pray. Oh, I've seen children pray and God hears. I've seen children operate, 6, 7, 8-year-olds operate in power. The Lord uses them. Oh, my God. I've seen my nephew speak in tongues and reaching out his hands in faith and declaring some things even as Joshua used to. And God answered his prayer. I've seen our 6-year-old pray and God prophesied through her and things happened and she saw the things in the spirit realm. So what about us as older people? God will hear our cry. So, beloved, oh, I said it earlier when we started, teach our children how to pray, our grandchildren. We spoke about it last night in prayer when we shared with a beautiful sister of God. God said, we must even warn the unruly. Sometimes we're afraid to say that, but it's like being chastised, but in the love of God, that we're sons and daughters and we're not bastards. Sometimes even in that situation, beloved apostle, we have to correct. Because what? God cares about you. He said, I desire that no man perish, but that all come to repentance. So as we're closing this broadcast, our time is up, beloved, and it's been an exciting, glorious time sharing the good news of God. And without prayer, beloved, things will not change. And so we want to pray with you. I'm going to allow the men of God to come and to pray a prayer with you as we close in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this Kairos moment, Father.
Thank you,
for
Lord.
There is no greater word for the body of Christ today but to tell them to return to the God of
yes.
all creation
Hallelujah.
And prayer.
Yes.
We've been given a wonderful, glorious opportunity as the children of God to go to our Father and say, Father, hear our cry. We don't know what else to do,
oh my God.
But our eyes are on you.
Hallelujah.
Help us, God.
Yes, Lord.
Protect us, God.
Jesus.
Show us what to do.
Yes, God.
Let the world see the glory that's due your name through your church in this last hour, O God. Lord, you said in your word that the glory of the latter house
yes, sir.
Shall be greater than the glory of the former house.
My Lord.
So arise, O God.
Yes, sir.
And demonstrate your power through your church.
Glory.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth
yes, sir.
As it is
My
in
Lord.
Heaven. Move as never before.
We pray that even over these airwaves, Lord, that your spirit is pricking the hearts of men and women listening, even boys and girls, that they're turning saying, what must I do to be saved? And we are saying to you, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. For God is just waiting for your heart cry. The Bible says God is a spirit and God is truth. And they that worship him, they come to him, must come to him in spirit and in truth. That means come to him open. Come to him like you are, exposing all of your shame, exposing all of yourself, good, bad, and ugly, and say, God, here am I. Here am I. If you can do anything with me, I give you my life. Come live inside of me. Make your residence inside of me and make me one of your children and show me what you put me on this earth to do, and if you would do that, I will serve you in spirit and in truth. And God says he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, Lord, we bless this hearing, this listening audience. We thank you. You're not done with America yet. Arise, O God, and demonstrate your power. As we pray, you promised that if we would return to you, you would return to us, and you would show us great and mighty things that we knoweth not. Your word says, no eye hath seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that you have prepared for those of us who love you, but you have revealed them unto us by your spirit, for your spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. I'm going to leave you with this word, beloved. There are some things in God that we haven't even seen yet. Some of us think we've been saved for so long, and we think we've seen everything God has to offer. But, honey, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. The Bible says that we haven't even seen the deep things of God. After we've been with him 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, he's still going to be blowing our minds. You think that's something? Look at this. And we're going to say, oh, my God. He said, you think that's something? Look at this. For thousands and eons and eons of years, he's going to show us that his glory is inexhaustible. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are they that trust in him.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, listen, God is so awesome that he calls us beautiful things. He's called us great things. He've declared that we're kings and priests in God. And I want you to know that you are a king and a priest, a queen to God. You have the power to change any geographic regions that brings the spirit of darkness, because the Holy Ghost inside of you. Oh, so God is calling us today, beloved, not to be afraid, not to be ashamed, but to know that he hates every false way, according to Psalm 119 and 104. So we can change all of that. We see drugs and we see prostitution. We see things in our neighborhoods, but we don't pray. And these prayers are for the believers. And I'm looking at a quote from Apostle John Eckhart. He says, we have the power to change things in the kingdom of darkness. Beloved, know that the power inside of you can change things. And God wants us to begin to look at the scriptures again, Proverbs 8 and 13, because it's designed to change things in our lives, not only in our own personal lives, but in the earth today. The man of God said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So I encourage you, men and women of God, and even the children, to know that Jesus Christ is Lord in your life. And he will hear and he will answer. And we want to say to you, we appreciate you for tuning in. We are praying for you. And remember, he's the Lord of your life. Never be ashamed to declare he's Lord. Make a boast in him. Oh, glory. And so until next time, we'll see you. We will remind you and send out announcements. So this Saturday, we have a teleconference again dealing with prayer and how we must enter in into the Holy of Holies, not just the outer court, not just the inner court, but go into the deep crevices of the Holy of Holies where God is. Glory to God, and things will change. So we bless you and your families. We plead the blood of Jesus over your lives in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Good night, beloved. Pray. When you pray, things happen. God bless you. He set call on his name, and he will answer you. Your heart is broken. Stay home, please.
Feel the way.